Okay, sorry for that. So as an introduction to what the theme of this presentation is, I'm going to talk about the Cthulhu mythos. And so about 100 years ago, there was an American writer, and he created this kind of world that was dark and hidden and all around us all the time. And in this universe, humans are, not that the world is acting against us, but we were so far beneath the creatures that inhabited it that we were not even important to them. And in his world, a common theme was that the more you learned about it, the closer to madness you got. And the human brain is just not capable of comprehending the true nature of the universe without going utterly insane. So the question that we faced with this idea, this fiction maybe of the universe, is does a crazy person know that they're crazy, right? I think most crazy people probably think that everyone else is crazy, right? So if you combine this with this idea of Lovecraft, where you kind of, the people, the characters in his story learned about the world and often went crazy. Now, this is just fiction. I've worked 25 years on the DNS. The protocol is 40 years old, and I'm fine, so this is just fiction. All right, so let's get started here. So what we're going to do in this presentation is I'm going to basically sprinkle a few weird things from the DNS, which you may or may not know. But even if you do know about them, maybe you haven't thought about them in quite this way. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is serial numbers. So in the DNS, we have an SOA, start of authority record. Every zone has this. This is kind of what defines a zone. And it has a little bit of information that's useful. One of these pieces of information, you can see it in bold on that kind of first line by itself, the serial number. And this is what primaries and secondaries use to keep zones in sync. So the primary will update this number, and then the secondary will see that it's been changed and then transfer an updated version of the zone. Pretty basic stuff. One would think they were pretty basic stuff. However, this number, it's in a 32-bit space. So what do you do when you get to do more than that? Well, you use normal unsigned integer math, and you roll, right? And so, but the question is, well, what happens when you get to the end? So it turns out in engineering, there's a way to define these numbers that roll around, and there's a kind of math that you use to compare numbers in this space. And so you can look at this, imagine you get to the end of your 32-bit space, and then you add one. Well, then you go back to zero, pretty easy. And so it turns out that in this case, what we end up with is 0 is greater than 2 to the 32nd minus 1. It makes sense if you think about it. It's not that weird. But it also means that if you try to compare to any two numbers, this more or less makes sense. But once you start adding other numbers and trying to sort them, for example, sometimes it works. So for example, if we added another one and had 1 and 2 and so on, then those numbers would sort pretty well. But if we started adding a billion or another billion, then we end up with a set of numbers where you can't put them in an order because the order that they come up with depends on where you start and which one you compare. So you have a system of numbers where some comparisons are possible sometimes, but not always. So if that doesn't blow your mind enough, it gets even weirder because in the specifications, if you get exactly 2 to the 32nd minus 1 away, it's undefined which number is greater or less than the other. And they're not equal. So you have a numerical system where every number has one other number that it's neither greater than, nor less than, nor equal to. So anyway, that's serial numbers. Something to think about on your train ride home. All right, next thing we're going to talk about, TTL records. So if you're in the DNS dev room, you're probably very familiar with TTLs. It's not that weird. One thing that annoys me a lot about these records is that the large amount of redundancy in the system that these incur. So every resource record has a TTL. But if you have, for example, one name, www.fosdem.org, all of the